You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
This week marks 1 year since the United Nations members criticised and questioned the Australian government's human rights record against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people during a universal periodic review. Now, I'm joined by Jamie McConachie, Executive Officer of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, to unpack the findings of the Universal Periodic Review and explore the situation 1 year later. Were there any improvements made since last year, and what's left to be done? Welcome to NITV Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Take us through what were the main concerns raised a year ago by the United Nations review.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rates of incarceration and deaths in custody was examined by United Nations members who highlighted the police brutality against Indigenous people and questioned how Australia was working to bring perpetrators of these unlawful acts to justice. Australia's youth justice and age of criminal responsibility was a strong focus for scrutiny, with approximately 31 UN member states recommending the age be raised, with 19 countries calling specifically for a minimum age of at least 14 years of age. So racism and discrimination towards First Nations people, as well as the high rates of violence against First Nations women and children, were repeatedly mentioned in those recommendations. And UN members encouraged Australia to genuinely consult with First Nations organisations on issues such as constitutional recognition, a voice to parliament, and codifying the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People and justice reform.
In your press release, you highlight two major areas of concerns, which were the minimum age of criminal responsibility and also Aboriginal deaths in custody. What is the situation 1 year after this damning report?
Despite more than 30 United Nations member states recommending that the age be raised and 19 countries calling specifically for a minimum age of at least 14 years old, Australia's age of criminal responsibility remains at just 10 years of age in each state and territory. So our children make up 65% of the children in the criminal legal system, which is close to 100% in some jurisdictions. Locking children up in prisons causes lifelong damage to their physical and mental development, meaning they are more likely to get stuck in the quicksand of the legal system. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rates of incarceration and deaths in custody were also raised by United Nations members, and yet we have seen 17 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander deaths in custody in the last year, 17 of our elders, brothers, cousins and children. So this has taken the number of people who've lost their lives in custody since the Royal Commission to 500, which is absolutely devastating and appalling.
So in the last year, well, after many years dragging its feet, the Australian government finally ratified the additional protocol, the OPCAT. Well, this was highly praised, a move that was really highly praised. But was this move followed with concrete action, or it was just a gesture?
Well, while many countries commended Australia's ratification of the OPCAT as of last week, Australia has reached the deadline for OPCAT, and governments have yet again stalled on urgent action needed to put an end to the abuse, the torture, the physical restraint that affects our people and contributes to the national crisis of Aboriginal deaths in custody. So the OPCAT required every state and territory to have designed a national preventative mechanism to carry out inspections and oversight of police and prison cells, as well as other places of detention, to protect against torture, mistreatment, abuse and systemic failures. The Commonwealth government has yet again failed to establish an intergovernmental agreement between all states and territories to ensure this occurs, despite committing to OPCAT in its most recent Closing the Gap implementation plan. And as a result, only three states have fulfilled on the track to fulfill their obligations under OPCAT. So all the while, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people continue to languish and die from preventable deaths in custody.
And this anniversary falls in a significant week in our national calendar, right in the sidelines of January 26. What's your take on this context?
So January 26 marks the beginning of genocide, dispossession, stolen children and wages, systemic violence and racism towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Australia. And this is evidenced by the horrifying rates of over-incarceration and death in custody of our people. This Invasion Day, we call on governments to stop failing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. This starts with implementing the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Death in Custody, address the discriminatory policies, systemic racism and the over-policing that has caused our people to be the most incarcerated on earth. Our people have waited too long for justice and accountability. We have 60,000 years of survival in our bones and we will not rest until we see real and lasting change. And that's all acknowledged January 26th, and that it marks the 50th anniversary of the historic Aboriginal 10 Embassy. And we acknowledge the significance the embassy has held for half a century for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sovereignty and self-determination.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, Jamie McConachy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.